Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Thursday. Welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. We've got a great show for you. In fact, this is one of those shows you might want to buckle up your seatbelt because we're going to have some fun. First up, Congressman Troy Nehls from the great state of Texas, a former sheriff on the front lines of law enforcement at the border, now a member of Congress, author of a brand new book that a lot of people in Washington have been talking about. One of my favorite reads of the year. Learned a lot from it. Didn't expect it. Really learned a lot from it. A lot of good stuff in there, things that you don't expect to learn about Washington. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about Just the News. We're going to talk about Russia. We're going to talk about January 6th and some of the FBI abuses that are becoming more and more apparent as we learn more about the FBI's conduct. All of that is going to be on the forefront of the conversation with Congressman Troy Nehls. And then after that, we're going to spend some time with one of our brand new partners here at Just the News, at John Solomon Reports, at Just the News, Not Noise, AMAC, what I like to call the AARP for conservative Americans. They're doing some really, really remarkable work. And a lot of people, unless you're up to speed, you might be missing out. They're into holding Dr. Fauci accountable for the failures in the pandemic. They're dealing with unions and some of the extraordinary bargaining agreements that are occurring. A lot of people don't know about. They're holding the media to account. They're on the front lines of the border war. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. And it's really the conservative alternative to AARP, AARP, you know them. They have their discounts. They have their insurance programs, their Medicare programs. And they have one of the most robust news policy operations I've seen in any constituency in America. A great podcast called the Better for America podcast, a daily news site with lots of great news, a bi-monthly print publication that comes to your home in the mail. It is a fantastic organization, and we're lucky enough to be joined by its executive director. Joining us today, Rebecca Weber is going to join us. We're going to talk about what is AMAC? How can you get involved? There's a special discount program for Just the News fans. What are the big issues going into the election? What are the big issues if Republicans get control of Congress? And where are America's seniors getting involved in trying to preserve the America that we've all lived in for the first 246 years and not allow it to slip away from us for some radical other vision of America? AMAC is at the forefront of that. Rebecca's at the forefront of it. She is really one of the great leaders in policy thought leadership in America today. And she's going to join us for the second half of the show. A very cool, very big, very important conversation with two great newsmakers, right? Congressman Troy Nehls, Rebecca Weber, back to back. Now, before we get there, I want to quickly take a look at a couple of the stories that we've had on Just the News. We continue to learn about just how bad the FBI's conduct is, not just in January 6th and Trump cases, which clearly we know about, but in more everyday routine cases around this country. There's some brand new court documents that were released by a federal court in Los Angeles. The LA Times got a hold of them. And what they show is that the FBI significantly misled a federal judge who signed a warrant that let agents rummage through 1,400 private safe deposit boxes in a Beverly Hills vault. Now, that warrant ended up resulting in the FBI seizing and keeping $86 million in cash, according to these new court records. And what the FBI failed to tell the court is that, at least in the original warrant, that they planned to confiscate everything. They weren't searching, they were confiscating. And a senior FBI agent finally admitted that, finally testified that the warrant notably omitted the main portion of the FBI's plan. Quote, "The government did not know what was in those boxes, who owned them, or what, if anything, those people had done," attorney Robert Frommer, who's representing some of the box holders, said after seeing the documents. "That's why the warrant application did not even attempt to argue there was probable cause to seize and forfeit box renters' property." It's a pretty remarkable story. The FBI is denying wrongdoing, but this one, I think, is going to get a lot of attention. Keep an eye on that. On the same vein, in the same idea of where the FBI is intruding in our lives, where they might be stepping over some of their long-held protections of several liberties, we have a great story. We talked to Alan Dershowitz about it earlier in the week. There is a growing practice among the FBI, the CDC, lots of federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to, I'm not making this up, they're buying your cell phone data and tracking you. That's right. Your apps on your smartphones do geolocation pings all the time, and they basically record your life's movements. And increasingly, federal agencies, including law enforcement, at every level, from the federal down to the local, are buying that data and utilizing it to track you. This is something that the Electronic Frontier Foundation found through a FOIA. It is one of the most important civil liberties fights in the future. A lot of Americans don't know that the government, without a warrant, they don't need a warrant, they don't need a national security letter, they don't need a court order, they can go out and buy your phone records and put together an entire dossier of where you've been, where you've traveled, who you were meeting with, based on geolocation phone data. This is pretty important stuff. EFF has been really significantly fighting this. We have another one that I think is just as important. You know, when you hear from Alan Dershowitz, you really get a sense of what is at the root of this, right? And I think that this is a significant grab of Americans' privacy by federal agencies without actually getting a court authorization. Now, the FBI and the Justice Department and other agencies have an argument, which is, hey, when you accepted that app and you accepted the terms, it said they might sell the data, so you consented to us to buy that data by agreeing to the terms of the app. I don't think a lot of Americans look at those terms. There's an education process that has to happen, as well as a significant legal debate to be had in the courts and probably in the Congress. I think you're going to see some folks in Congress jump on this pretty quickly, but it's pretty important stuff, and we really want to make sure that Americans are aware. And so the story by my good colleague, Aaron Kliegman, educates you. It talks to some of the leading privacy and civil liberty experts in the country, because it is a fairly significant thing. When Alan Dershowitz was on our TV show, this is what he said. "The only reason we permit private people to track you for business purposes is because we assume that it won't end up in government hands. And now it is. If the government wanted to do the same thing, they'd need a warrant. I mentioned they tracked Mike Lindell." See, he's representing Mike Lindell. That's how they found where he was. This is pretty significant civil liberties battle. And my good colleague and friend, Aaron Kliegman, has that story for you today. The headline is, "Big Brother Watching? ? Government agencies are buying cell phone data, internet data to track Americans." Very important alliance. It's partnership starting to grow between these third-party data brokers and law enforcement, and it intrudes in your mind and everyone else's civil liberties. That's why we got to keep an eye on it. All right, folks, that is the top of the headlines today. We're going to take a quick commercial break. As soon as we come back, Congressman Troy Nehls in the House for a really fun interview. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of that. And then Rebecca Weber from AMAC, the alternative to the AARP, coming up right after these commercial messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't, you'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. My next guest has one of my favorite books of the year, The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want You to Know About January 6th, the 2020 Election, and a whole lot else. It is an incredible compilation of, I would call it investigative reporting. It is a remarkable job by Congressman Troy Nehls for exposing so much of what goes on in Washington that the media has never told you about. We are so lucky to have him back on the show today. Congressman, welcome back.
John, it's good to be back with you and your listeners. It really is. Thank you.
They love you and they love the work you're doing because you spend so much time first identifying the problems that need to be fixed and then you have solutions. I look at a lot of the things that you've been sponsoring and you're taking problems and you're finding solutions. One of my favorite from last week, the Medal of Honor Act. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Medal of Honor Act. A really great idea.
Well, thank you, and thank you for recognizing this important legislation. I filed it before I went home last week, and you know the Medal of Honor has been. There's only been 3,515 Medal of Honor recipients, which is the nation's highest honor for bravery, gallantry. I mean, many of them lose their lives while going through their performance. Such a horrific act. I mean, to put yourself, you know, there are people that are jumping on grenades to save their friends. I mean, you hear some of these actions and some of these, they're heroes. And there's only been 3,515 of them since 1863. And today there's only 65 of them alive. And John, what I found out is they get a monthly check from the government for that medal, $1,489.73 a month. That's it. We give more to illegals, John. We give more to illegals and everything else. So I said to myself, this is horrible. I've been able to contact some of the Medal of Honor recipients. I know a general who's been in contact with many of them. He said, we need some help. We need this to change. We need some support from our federal government. And so I created a bill. I said, let's bill. We're going to give $100,000 a year, $8,333 a month, $8,333 a month. It's well deserved. It's well earned. They deserve this so they can feed their families.
Especially in a time of high Biden inflation, this is a thing that could really fill the gap for some families whose loved ones or whose members actually perform such acts for our country and for other Americans. What a remarkable idea. A lot of people have been talking about it since it got introduced, Congressman. I really wanted to make sure we got your motivation for doing it. It's really pretty amazing. I want to turn to one of my least favorite places, Venezuela. to the south of us, clearly one of the strongholds of socialism. There is growing evidence and some intelligence reporting now that Venezuela is deliberately emptying its prisons, basically telling their criminals, get out and go to the United States, cross Joe Biden's border. You took on the Homeland Security Secretary. You're demanding answers. Tell us where we are in that process of getting transparency.
Well, to think about it, the reports are out there. DHS, the Border Patrol, knows they're supposed to be on the lookout for these Venezuelans coming through. And we know there are thousands upon thousands coming through every month. And they're supposed to be on the lookout because Venezuela, Maduro, that crazy nut job over there, he hates America. He hates America. And so he's emptying his prisons and sending the bad hombres here. He's sending them here. And what's interesting about this is that we knew way back when, back in 2015, when Donald Trump was running for office, he was running for president. He said, with our immigration laws or lack thereof, that these nations, these countries that don't like us, our adversaries, are not going to send their best and their brightest. They're going to send their rapists and their murderers. And he was right. Donald Trump was right. That's who they're sending. Venezuela is sending their criminals. They're releasing them from their jails, their prisons, because they don't want to spend the money to house them. They want them out of Venezuela. So what would they want to do? Send them to America and let them prey on the American people. Great job, Joe Biden, for putting America first. Our crime, we got a crime problem right now. I mean, murders through the roof, homicide, everything. We got a crime problem in America, and now we're going to have to deal with criminals from other countries because of this Biden crisis that he generated at our southern border. Horrible.
It is. And one of the things that we know that crisis has brought is death and mayhem on America's shores. There are families now who have lost loved ones because an illegal alien committed a heinous, fatal crime here in America. I know you just got involved with Senator Roger Marshall, introduced the Justice for Angel Families Act, an opportunity to get some compensation, help these families because they don't get any help from the current president. Tell us about that legislation.
I tell you, it's very, very important. You know, there are several. I was a sheriff for Fort Bend County, Texas. It's a large county. I was in law enforcement 30 years, sheriff for 8. And I had an individual, and I actually have a picture of this knucklehead in my office. He killed one of our residents. He killed one of our Fort Bend County residents, a sweet lady, 81-year-old woman, killed her in a car crash, and he was drunker than Scooter Brown. We run this guy. We find him. We put him in jail. And we find out that he's been deported 6 previous times. So this legislation is to try to help her family, this grandma's family. And there are so many cases like this, John. You're not hearing it from the Biden administration. They're going to try to hide it. If they're going to open our southern border, let all these people in, you think they're going to want the American people to know just what types of crime these individuals are committing and how many Americans or innocent American lives are lost as a result of the hands of these criminals. So this legislation is there to show support for the victims and the families to make sure that they get the support they need, whether it's counseling, whether it's access to legal counsel, and making sure that we hold their offenders accountable. And I'm so glad that Senator Marshall has jumped on board with me on this. We got a great comment from Chad Wolf the other day, and there are more and more people jumping on it. So it's a step in the right direction.
It is. It also acknowledges the toll that the media and the Biden administration don't want to acknowledge. It isn't the act of crossing that's the only crisis here. When these illegal aliens get in and they commit heinous crimes, it adds a cycle of danger, a cycle of pain for everyday Americans. And I think it's the first, I've never heard of this effort before. I mean, this is a very important effort. I don't think anyone's ever tried it before. Something that really needs to be done to help these families. You have been talking about the student loan executive order, the cancellation of debt, by the way, no legal authority from Congress to do it. Done under the guise that there's a pandemic, which the president claims is now over. But the price tag just came out. Now, the CBO scored it. $400 billion minimum will be the cost. Could have an enormous deficit inflation factor. When you look at that, what are your thoughts about that $400 billion price tag?
I wouldn't support it because it's really going to only benefit about 15% of the American people. And it's on the backs of the 85%. We don't need to be spending any more money. I mean, we got a CR coming up here before the end of the week, or this government's going to shut down. And I will vote no. I am not, no more continuing resolutions. Let's get back to the regular order and actually pass the budget the right way instead of kicking the can down the road and just put more and more debt on us, the American people, and the future, our children. And so I'm a no. And the idea that this is all buying votes. This is what this is, John. He's buying votes. And I don't know. I think that if you took out a student loan and you have that loan and you're paying off that loan, that's a responsibility you have. Why can't we hold each other accountable? If we take out, well, hell, are you going to pay my car note off? John, I got to call Joe Biden up and say, hey, listen, I'm struggling a little bit with this gas price, this inflation. You think he's going to make my car payment for me?
Where they're going, you never know. They might end up there someday.
I doubt that, John.
Yeah,
I doubt that.
Right,
I wouldn't
yeah.
want him. He's not going to make my car payment
because
I'm not going to allow him to make
That's
my
right.
car payment. It's my car. It's their loan. It's their debt. They should be paying for it.
Yeah. Listen, personal responsibility is at the heart of the American experience, and we're trying to exempt a whole class of people from it. It's just remarkable. Another place where there seems to be an election year giveaway that has a security component to it. And you always talk about energy security is national security. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is at its lowest level since the early 1980s. When, by the way, we used a lot less oil and gas back in those days, because the president has drained it multiple times to try to keep prices artificially down on gas. It's hit its rock bottom. Now gas prices are going back up. But we don't have, we have less than 20 days supply for the country in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. What concerns do you have about being that low, and what can we do to fix it in the short term?
Well, what we got to do to fix it is put it back to where it was and go back to Trump's policies. Trump's policies, we were a country, we were energy independent, but they hate, they despise the oil and gas industry, John. They do. They want to get rid of it. They want everything to be electric. They don't want any carbon, you know, any type of emissions fuel. They hate the fossil fuel industry. And so what they're trying to do is eliminate all that. And they know that they can't, though, John. I mean, let's look at it for what it is. The idea to say, GM, you're going to have all electric cars by 2035. It's a little ambitious. I mean, we got to work together. We know that there are renewable energy sources out there. I'm a big supporter of LNG, liquid natural gas. I'm a big supporter of nuclear. I think that's a very safe energy. And we have to work together to do what's right. But if you start telling the American people, oh, by the way, we're going to have all electric cars in California, but then in the same thing, hey, turn your refrigerator, or turn your air conditioners off between 1 and 3 because it's a little hot and we may have more rolling blackouts. None of it makes sense to me. And so what we need to do is we need to get back in. We need to start drilling. We need to open up the Gulf and all these areas and produce and produce and produce. With what you saw with Nord Stream now, what 1 and 2 being, I don't know, whether it's sabotage or whatever. But I tell you, we should be the supplier of energy for the world, Europe, everywhere. And this administration just doesn't want to open it up. Shameful.
Yeah, and now we're seeing the consequences of the European-style energy reform, right? The green energy before it was ready to be deployed. We're going to have a very cold and unsafe winter in Europe with the war going on. Nord Stream pipeline sabotaged overnight, even further pressure. What lessons can America learn from the way the EU turned so quickly? Got rid of nuclear, got rid of fossil fuels and coal, and now in grave danger of being out of energy this winter. What can we learn from that? What course correction should we make right now?
Well, the idea, and you know, there are people out there, this administration specifically, and the leftists and everybody, they want more wind turbines and they want more solar panels. Well, that didn't help the state of Texas a few years ago when we had very, very cold temperatures and it killed several people. So we have to come to the realization that we need oil and gas. We need oil and gas. The good Lord has blessed our country with an enormous amount, an abundance amount of oil and gas underneath our feet. And we need to take advantage of that. And we need to keep that for just our national security. We can help our allies with the abundance that we have. But if you're not willing to go down and get it, you're not willing to go down there and get it, well, that's a problem. And you want to turn everything into electric vehicles, electric everything. That's the problem. And so there's just a difference of philosophy, I guess, with the far left and then those of us that truly understand just how important it is in our nation to utilize the resources we have up underneath our feet, and that's the oil and gas industry. And I'm a congressman from Texas. I'm going to support the energy and gas industry because I like diesel and I like diesel trucks.
Yeah. And the Republicans aren't against getting a more and more clean environment. In fact, many of the greatest gains in the environment have been made on Republican watches. It's just that the pathway that the Democrats have put it on has put us on a bankrupt pathway. We're going to be out of energy and not be able to afford it either. It's so crazy to watch this. I want to turn one real quickly to your book, because every page of the book, The Big Fraud, is an amazing revelation. Just something that everyday people who don't come to Washington wouldn't believe until you said it and told it and proved it to them. But as you look out, the book has gone gangbusters. What is one anecdote that you think in the book, one fact that you disclose that will really shock Americans and really give us a state of the swamp here in Washington?
I think it's 10 chapters, 272 pages. And I think when I do my book signings, I've been in a couple different states. And when I do them specifically in Texas, I've had a lot of people come up. They will bring a book because they've already read it. They ordered it off of Amazon. They got the book. They read it. They loved it. And they said, we love chapter two because I go back into some voter fraud and some voter suppression. We go into Jim Crow laws and everything. And they said, I really didn't realize that, because what they're hearing from the left is that it was the Republicans were the racists. It's the Republicans that are the bad guys. It's the Republicans with the KKK. Everything else. And the book kind of just lays it all out there. It's 272 pages of facts is what it is. And people are reading the book and they're finding it very interesting. It's a good history lesson for many, many people as it relates to voter fraud, because there was voter fraud dating back to 1828.
Yeah, that's right. The history is there. And in the 2020 election, you have court rulings now. You've got investigations, you have indictments. Iranians were involved in tampering with the election, downloading people's voter files. And most Americans don't know that because of the blackout in social media and news media. But your book has done it, folks. Go check this book out. It's a really well-researched book. It's fact after fact and things that you can take to your neighbor and say, this is true. It's a really great work of art and a great work of investigation, because you put a lot of effort into it, sir. And one of my favorite books of the year. I really want to thank you for writing it.
John, I'm going to end you with this here. There's only two presidents in the history of our country that lost their second term when they increased the number of votes they had in their second election. It was Grover Cleveland and Donald J. Trump. When Grover Cleveland ran for re-election in 1888, he had a 12.6% increase in votes than he did when he first ran, and he lost. Donald Trump in 2020 had 17.8% more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016 and lost. But what did Grover Cleveland do in 1892? He came back and he won re-election. He was elected after he lost in 1888. Donald Trump's going to do that in 2024. He is going to be the new Grover Cleveland. Now, Grover Cleveland's a Democrat. Don't like him too much. But Donald Trump is going to do what Grover Cleveland did in the late 1800s. He's going to do it.
You heard it here first, right from Congressman Troy Nehls. Congressman, it is an honor to always have you on. Thank you and congratulations on the book, because it really is a public service, what you've done in that book. And we're looking forward to these two pieces of legislation. We got both stories up on Just the News right now, so we're covering both of those important pieces of legislation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. And to all your listeners, God bless, and pray for Florida. Pray for Florida with this hurricane. God bless.
Absolutely. Our thoughts and minds and then prayers are all there. All right, folks, we'll be right back with a conversation with Rebecca Weber at AMAC right after this commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down. And my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. One of the new partners that have joined the Just the News family, the John Solomon Reports family, are my good friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Think of AMAC as the good alternative to AARP, the ones who are fighting for all Americans' rights, but with the values that we all share. We have this wonderful partnership, and we're going to keep working to build content and raise awareness of all of the issues that AMAC is on the front lines fighting for. And we're going to kick off that partnership today with the Chief Executive Officer of AMAC, Rebecca Weber. Rebecca, great to have you on the show today.
John, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I have been watching the work of AMAC for many years as a journalist, and it is an extraordinarily influential organization. It is an organization that has so many great member benefits, but also a benefit for myself personally, is that I learn a lot of things from the great issues work that you all do. But for those who haven't heard of AMAC, could you give them just a little bit, 30,000 foot overview of what AMAC is and what it's doing and what it's accomplishing every day?
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, John, the old saying, how one man or one person can make a difference. Well, my father, Dan Weber, did that in 2007 when he came up with an idea to build an alternative to AARP. Dan Weber saw that the values that make America great were decaying. And he saw this back in 07. And look at us today. Today, conservative voices have been under extreme attack. It's like we're being forced to embrace a new culture that really opposes our values of faith, family, and freedom. And today, John, we're over 2 million members strong with a growing print magazine, a mobile news app, member benefits, savings to help beat back inflation. And we really support families, rule of law, the traditional values that make America so great. Another great I hear directly from AMAC members on this is they love that we give them an easy way for them to engage really through an ongoing and active vehicle to get involved and impact America for the better. And that is done through AMAC Action, our 501c4. AMAC members are rolling up their sleeves and are focused and getting work done across the country on the federal and state level.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. I mean, I remember when your dad used to write for me at the Washington Times and he'd write these great op-eds. You have like a compass and it's always looking out of the horizon. And it's like you are 5, 6, 8 months ahead of other people realizing, hey, this is a new issue coming over the horizon that is fundamental to America. We got to get it fixed. We've got to get it addressed the right way. And I think that a lot of people today are wondering, well, where can I get those warning signs? Where can I get that sort of early intelligence so I can be part of the solution and not a person stunned when it, when the problem has surfaced to the thing. How do you guys stay atop of all of the important issues that are affecting not only seniors, but all Americans?
Yeah, really great question. We take our marching orders from our members, and we do poll our members regularly. They're unscientific polls. Folks can only vote once, but we get about 50,000 on average AMAC members that take the member polls, and we're engaged with them very much so. But one good example, John, I think where AMAC was ahead is really on the culture war. I mean, the message for Republicans who followed Glenn Youngkin's victory in the race in Virginia, which was a state, by the way, that Biden had won by 10 points only a year earlier, this is really clear. Parents have growing concerns over critical race theory, and we saw what happened. That reverberated throughout our country, that win. Parents want a say in their children's education, and they're not open to critical race theory and gender ideology. So, you know, we poll our members, but this is the interesting thing. We are, you know, AMAC is at the forefront on the issues like Social Security solvency and protecting Medicare. We are a 50 plus organization, although anyone can join. You don't have to wait until you're 50 years old to join. But when we polled our members, they said, please work to stop critical race theory, the indoctrination of our students in schools. They told us that they care deeply about preserving election integrity and securing our borders. Those three things among our conservative membership are at the forefront of their minds. And when we recently, just a week ago, you can find this poll on our website, we said to them, you know, what are the issues that might impact how you vote? What are you looking for in your candidate? And they came back and said, we want candidates who will fight for a strong U.S. border and stop this surge of illegal immigration and human and drug trafficking. So there are so many issues that are so urgent, because if we don't address them now, John, I'm fearful, what will America look like in another year or two if we let things continue as they are? Our members are smart, they know it, and they're engaged in the fight. So I encourage anybody listening to learn more, check us out at amac.us, amac.us. There's so much information and news there. And the news app is free. You can go ahead and download it right from your phone.
It is an extraordinary resource. I check it often. You've got great stuff. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were doing some work on unions, and you had this amazing article about some of these bargaining agreements that really had a lot of corruption in with between public work unions and the governments in Arizona. Just really great, insightful stuff that was way ahead of the news media, way ahead of even the awareness of some folks in Congress and elsewhere. You guys really are on the cutting edge of finding out what's going on and getting it exposed so that solutions can be there. Now, the AMAC comes with a whole buffet of extraordinary benefits. Obviously, the news, the intelligence, the advocacy, all that is front and center. And you can see that at amac.us all day. But there's you rival the AARP and the ability to get people services and discounts. Talk a little bit about some of the just the daily life benefits that AMAC brings to the table for members.
Excellent. Yeah, we're small compared to the giant. I liken us to the David versus Goliath story in that I believe our member benefits are better, and our members tell us that they're better. But we're growing, and our member benefits are really built based on what our members are asking for. A few of the most popular, John, Medicare Advisory Services. Unlike the other organization, we don't do a one-size-fits-all. We offer a plethora of plans with the top-rated companies out there. We can help people navigate through the complexities of Medicare. But we have discounts for auto and home insurance that are true discounted rates for members, exclusive. Pure Talk Wireless, they offer exclusive AMAC plans starting at only $10 a month. We've got a discount dental plan. We've got emergency assistance if you're traveling and need medical evacuation, hotel discounts. The list goes on. They can all be found at our website. Our members love our benefits. We're looking to add more benefits each year, but we do look to partner with organizations that are rooted in and care about the values that we stand for, conservative organizations that haven't gone woke You know, that's important to us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That is so important. And you have done something special for the Just the News family, for the John Solomon Reports family. You set up a special URL where people can go find out what the benefits are. It can sign up. You get a great discount. It's amac.us/justnews, folks. This is really easy to remember. amac.us/justnews. You go there, learn about what the benefits of membership are, sign up. You're going to get a discount. I'm in on the 5-year program. I challenge everybody else to go match me there. Go get involved. This is an incredible organization. Benefits, discounts, quality services, and also some of the best political and policy intelligence you're going to get anywhere in the country. It's an extraordinary, extraordinary resource. And if you're not in on it, you're missing out on it, folks. It's an incredible opportunity. Rebecca, there's about 40 days left until, it's hard to believe, 40 days left to November 8th. We're closing in quickly on the election. As you look out, if someone is concerned about the future of the country, just like you so brilliantly articulated, what's the best way to make a difference in the final 40 days of this election?
Well, make sure you get out and vote and talk to your families and friends. Know your candidates. Understand, are you voting for someone who believes in limited government and more power to the people, or someone who wants expanded government and more spending, overspending that drives to inflation? Understand if your candidates are going to stand up for parents and parental rights. That is so important. And a safe border. We need to address what's happening at the U.S. border to stop the surge of illegal immigration and human and drug trafficking. Those are the issues, I think, that are going to drive people to the polls. Know your candidate, get out and vote, and encourage your friends and family. If there's ever a time for us to take back America and to try to correct the course we're on, this is it. This is our shot. There's never been a time more important than this time. Those are my thoughts.
Well, those are good thoughts. And it's so true. The stakes are so high in this election. And I think there's a palpable sense in America that the America we've enjoyed for 246 years, pretty consistently, yeah, we've had our moments, we've had our struggles, but there's been a pretty common American experience for the first 246 years, rooted in freedom. A lot of people feel like, boy, it is slipping away. We got to do something to stop that door from closing. As you look out, Congress probably leaves town this week and they probably don't come back until after the election. But as members go out to their districts and they campaign for the final weeks of the election, what messages are AMAC customers, AMAC supporters, AMAC frontline executives trying to deliver to those members of Congress? What does AMAC want them to hear from the AMAC audience?
Yeah, that's really great. We're working on a lot of different initiatives. Of course, we are looking to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. We're looking for price transparency. We're working to expose the middlemen, the PBMs, that are driving up the cost of prescription drugs. There's a tremendous amount of work that AMAC is doing grassroots on election integrity to ensure that our elections are free and fair. We've got thousands of AMAC members that are stepping up as poll watchers.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's been just...
Wow.
For folks that want to get involved, we've got over 338,000 advocates that respond to calls to action. If you would like to become part of a call to action, and some of this can be done right from home by simply engaging with your local representative, writing letters, filling out petitions and forms, go to amacaction.org. There's a lot of information there, very easy for you to get in touch with us. We can help you engage with your local representatives and candidates so that they understand that there are people like you and me, John, that care so much about this country and millions of others that unfortunately have been labeled as domestic terrorists. We're not going to quiet our voices. We're going to stand up and make sure that those people that we're putting in positions to represent, we the people, hear our voice. The best way to do that is by getting involved with amacaction.org.
Yeah, such a great organization and on the front lines of the most important battles in Washington right now. As Americans get older, they get into the autumn of their years, there is that sense that we have to leave this country in good shape for the next generation and the generation that follows that. And it seems as though the generation now in their 50s and 60s and 70s, I'm in my 50s, so I'm in that generation. There is a sense of urgency that maybe the generation that follow us will be the first that won't have a better life than the one before them. Does that motivate a lot of the AMAC audience now to get out there because they know their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren are in danger of not enjoying what was the certainty of our American experience, which is we were going to build on what our parents and grandparents gave us and make it one better. Is there a sense of urgency in this generation to try to fix this before we go backwards?
There really is. There is. I receive emails and our members write into me, and there's no question that they want a nation that's really built on freedom, and they want a nation that's safe. When you look at crime today and you look at how much the world has changed, let's say if you compare us to the 1950s and 60s, and in all of the good ways that we've advanced, our civil rights movement and Title IX and all of the good things that we've done to level the playing field and provide equal rights. It seems like the left now is trying to undo a lot of that. And seniors see it. They say, what is going on here? Why are we ruining women's sports? Why are you forcing us to embrace a culture that does not align with our faith and that doesn't is not synonymous with freedom because we're giving more power to government and less power to people. And so they do sense that very, very strong need to speak up and step up. And I applaud grandparents today. I'm a new grandparent, fairly new grandparent.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's been just wonderful. And I understand it. I care as much or more about the future generations because I won't be here to help take care of them. I want to make sure we leave a better world behind. And that is exactly what my father, when he had a vision to be unabashedly conservative and stand up for values of our faith. We know that we have a creator. We believe in God. AMAC members see that that's being those morals, the fabric of our nation is slowly like a thread that you pull from a sweater. It doesn't take a lot for that sweater to entirely unravel, and we need to fix this before we lose it altogether.
It's so important, such an important sentiment. It's fun to realize that before we finish our last time on earth, that we have a mission to make the country better for the generations that follow behind us. It's what every generation in America has done up to this point. And it's our time now to get in the trenches and make sure that we fix the issues that are really threatening the future experience for early next year. If Republicans, and it certainly looks like Republicans, will get at least control of one chamber, if not both chambers of the Congress, what are the most important issues priority wise that AMAC would like to see? I'd like to get your reaction to the Commitment with America that Kevin McCarthy gave, so a very detailed roadmap for policy solutions. Of all the things he laid out, what are the most important? And was there anything missing on there that you want to make sure?
You know, I really like this Commitment to America. I think it makes a heck of a lot of sense. But we need a government that's accountable. And I think accountability is where we've got to start. We know that recently 14 whistleblowers have come forward about the FBI conduct. We see that Biden wants 87,000 IRS agents going after individuals, right? And so we need to make sure that we've got accountability and transparency. We shouldn't have the government mandating lockdowns. Look at what happened to the children during COVID and the mask. You know, it just breaks my heart, John. So I think accountability will impact all things. It'll impact how we spend. It'll impact how we handle foreign affairs, China, and what's happening in Ukraine. We've got to focus on a safe nation. We have to restore law and order. So, you know, when we see how many people are coming across the southern border, and we know that there are nearly a million gotaways, God only knows who those people are, we need to put American citizens and the children of this nation above illegal, migrants, many of whom are really bad, bad people. I don't know how else to say it. We have the highest murder rate in over 20 years. We see so many intentional killings of law enforcement. That has got to stop. So I think building accountability and focusing on keeping our neighborhoods safe is going to lead us to a stronger economy and a future that's built on freedom. We understand, John, that even if come this November, we do see a good group of conservative leadership fill our Congress, that our work has only just begun. There's still so much more that we've got to do. This is an important time in America.
Yeah, it is so true. And it's interesting. I was talking to Kevin McCarthy and some other members not too long ago, and they said, listen, the hardest thing is not going to be the election. It's what happens after the election. We got to get things done. We got to say what we mean what we say, and deliver what we promise. And it's going to be very interesting to watch next year if Republicans have some form of control in Washington again for the first time. Can they deliver? How do they deliver in a divided government? And it's going to be a really fun thing. Now, before we go, I know there are many ways that people can get benefits from AMAC through information. One is through the bi-monthly or bi-weekly print publication. Then you've got the daily website with your top stories on it. You have something else that I love. In fact, I just listened to the Rand Paul one the other day. You have an amazing podcast, the Better for America podcast. Tell us a little bit about that. That's a really fun product.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute joy to engage with thought leaders and to provide our members with various perspectives and to know where people stand on the issues so that individuals can get more engaged. So Better for America is a fun podcast. We invite guests on who we think are better for America and making a difference. And we dive into all of the issues, whether it be, we've done a lot on the border wall. We've had a lot of focus on critical race theory, Marxism, what it is, how to identify it, how to stop it. We're talking a lot about what needs to be done as we go forward. And all of that, you can find that podcast right on our homepage of our website. You can, I think any of the podcast apps, you'll go ahead and find that if you Google, or if you type in rather Better for America. And I do host the show. I'm loving it. It's a great time. And John, you'll be on the show.
I'm looking forward to that. That's very exciting. I love it. I love the one you did with Senator Rand Paul, because the idea that Anthony Fauci can just retire and walk away is not going to happen. He is going to be questioned. He's going to be held account. And that accountability not only goes to the mistakes made in the public health sector, but also what we did to a generation of students. You mentioned it. The 2 years that we locked students out of school, we're seeing these extraordinary drops in education performance on English language, on math scores. In fact, the largest drops in school performance in the entire time since we began recording test scores. And when you listen to that great interview you did and the great sentiments you had, you really get a sense of how important it is to hold accountability so it doesn't happen again. We can't let this ever happen again. We have to learn from this mistake. And that podcast did such a good job of reminding people that just because COVID's over doesn't mean our job with COVID is over. It was really, really well done. One more time, folks, before we go, if you want to take advantage and become part of the incredible AMAC Army, 2 million strong and growing every day, all you got to do is go to amac.us/justnews. That's a special URL that they've set up just for the Just the News family. Rebecca was kind enough to do that, set up some special discounts. Get in on this. You will not be disappointed. You're not joining an organization. You're joining a family. You're joining a cause when you get involved with AMAC, and the benefits are extraordinary. So Rebecca, congrats on all you and your dad accomplished. I mean, we're in generation two of this now. It's growing every day. And we can't wait to have you back on again to talk about what's on the horizon.
John, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed your time being with you. Thank you again.
Same here. Great conversation. We're going to do it again. And I look forward to getting on your great podcast as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day right after this. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right. 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. What a great show. Big thanks to Congressman Troy Nels and to Rebecca Weber for two really insightful conversations. A lot of news in there. Really interesting to hear from Rebecca the fact that there are lots of senior citizens volunteering this year to be poll watchers, creating a new army of election integrity watchers across the country. That's encouraging to hear, interesting to hear. A lot of people aren't reporting that. And of course, all the things Congressman Nels said about the student loan debt, about the border, about fentanyl. You really get a sense of this is a man that was on the front lines of law enforcement, now on the front lines of congressional policy, clearly has his finger on the pulse. And there's some pretty important things he brought to light for us. I feel really, really lucky that we get that sort of deep dive every time we get to talk to him. Very important stuff. And of course, he has some really important legislation, that Medal of Honor Act, that legislation to give pensions to the greatest heroes in American history, those who have won the Medal of Honor. I think that's a pretty popular idea, and it's only here at Just the News that you heard about that. We're one of the few places that are reporting that effort, that legislation, that movement to make life a little bit better for those who have served their country bravely. All right, before we go, folks, you know I like to shout out and engage our incredible partners, our sponsors, our advertisers, because they have great products, great ideas, great thought leadership. And one of those are my good friends at Freedom Jobs Business App. So if you're tired of hearing about banks and credit card companies increasingly banning conservatives, shadow banning, directly banning, censoring, cancel culture, you've probably heard of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and you're wondering, can that help me? I don't maybe not even understand it, but it feels like it could help me. Well, guess what? We're going to make it simple for you to understand. Freedom Jobs Business App, that is an application that was created for your smartphone. It is based in blockchain cryptocurrency, and it gives you a chance to transact business and not be censored for your values, your beliefs, your opinions by any bank or financial institution or credit card company. Now, this is an app that's owned and endorsed by Steve Bannon, and it's designed to keep you from being silenced, stopped, culture canceled by the financial institution. As you know, this cancel culture started with media organizations, then went to social media. Now it's in federal agencies, and now it's moving its way into the financial institutions of America. This app helps you get ahead of it, insulates you from any future financial cancellation that might be going on as a result of your views. And the way to get involved in this, all you got to do is download the Freedom Jobs Business App to get back in the fight, to push back against big tech, big money, and gain access to an uncensorable economy. That's a good idea. A censorship-free economy. We used to have that. It's a little bit in jeopardy right now in the current institutions in America. Let's see if we can achieve reversing that. And I think the folks at Freedom Jobs Business App, well, that's where they're headed. They're trying to help you push back on that. All right. So if you want to make yourself cancel-proof in the financial space, all you got to do is download the Freedom Jobs Business App by visiting freedomjobsbusiness.com. Let me give that address one more time. freedomjobsbusiness.com. Go there today. Get the app. Make yourself insulated from cancel culture in the financial sector. All right, folks, that wraps up our show today. Thanks for listening. Big thank you to our guests and to the great reporters at Just the News that gave us some of the headlines we were able to talk about today. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. We've got a big scoop on censorship sanctioned by the Homeland Security Department, carried out by private institutions. More than 21 million tweets affected by this, the largest censorship effort ever traced to a federal government agency. We're going to have that tomorrow on the show. So buckle up, get ready. A really great outcome coming your way. All right, that wraps it up for tonight. If you need a news fix, you know where to go, 24/7. We got you covered at justthenews.com, including on the Florida hurricane, the horrible aftermath in Florida, North Carolina, soon to be in the sights of this storm. We've got our thoughts and prayers with the residents in both of those states. And we'll have the headlines, the news, catching up for you all along the way. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.